This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksie Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What is synergy debt, and how it silently stalls high-performing teams? The hidden cost that accumulates every time your team avoids a hard conversation. In short, team synergy is the compounding advantage a team gains when its members communicate well enough that their combined output consistently exceeds what any individual could produce alone. Synergy debt is a hidden cost that builds every time a team avoids a necessary conversation. It accumulates silently and is most dangerous in teams that appear to be performing well. You can stop it, but only by addressing what has been avoided, not by working harder around it. Definition: synergy debt teams carry is the accumulated relational and communicative damage that results from repeated avoidance and spoken concerns, postponed feedback, and conflict smoothed over rather than resolved. It compounds quietly until it stalls even the strongest teams. Your team just delivered a strong quarter. Results are up. Leadership is pleased. And yet, in your last three meetings, the same people stayed quiet, the same tension surfaced and were quickly buried, and the same decision got relitigated after everyone had already agreed. Something is off. You can't quite name it. What you're experiencing is synergy debt. It is not a crisis. Not yet. But it is building, one avoided conversation at a time. And left unexamined, it will cost you far more than a bad quarter ever could. This article explains what synergy debt is, how it accumulates inside high-performing teams, what it looks like in practice, and what you can do to stop it compounding. If you want to understand the signs your team may already be in trouble, signs your team lacks synergy, and how to fix it covers that ground in detail. Here, we focus on understanding synergy debt at its root. What team synergy actually means. Team synergy is what happens when a group of people communicate and collaborate so well that their combined output is consistently greater than the sum of what each person could produce working alone. It is not harmony for its own sake. It is productive alignment, where trust, clarity, and honest communication create a compounding advantage. In practice, synergy looks like a team that disagrees openly and reaches better decisions because of it. It looks like a colleague raising a concern early enough that a problem never becomes a crisis. It looks like members covering each other's gaps without being asked, because they know each other's work well enough to see where help is needed. Consider a product team preparing a launch. Two members have fundamentally different views on the timeline. In a high synergy team, that disagreement surfaces in week one, gets resolved with clear reasoning, and the launch goes smoother because both perspectives were heard. In a low synergy team, neither person says anything directly. Frustration builds. The timeline slips. Nobody quite knows why. That difference is not about talent. It is about the communication environment the team has built, or failed to build. Understanding what erodes that environment is where synergy debt becomes essential to understand. Why synergy debt matters for every workplace team. Here is the hard truth: synergy debt is most dangerous precisely when your team is performing well. Strong results create cover. Leaders stop looking closely, and the debt keeps accumulating beneath the surface. It slows decisions without anyone knowing why. When team members have stopped trusting that their honest input is welcome, they hedge. They agree in the room and relitigate outside it. Decisions that should take one conversation take four, and nobody can point to the cause. It drives out your best people first. High performers have options. When the communication environment deteriorates and nobody addresses it, the people with the most to offer are also the first to stop investing and eventually to leave. It creates invisible workload. Teams carrying significant synergy debt spend enormous energy managing around dysfunction, reading the room, softening messages, repairing relationships informally, and compensating for what was never said directly. That energy is not available for the work itself. It compounds. This is the characteristic that makes synergy debt genuinely dangerous. Each avoided conversation makes the next one harder. The longer the debt goes unaddressed, the more it costs to clear it, and the greater the risk that it becomes permanent relational damage. I have watched teams collapse and genuinely not understand what happened. They had results, talent, and energy. What they did not have was a system for keeping the communication current. The debt caught up with them. It always does. The key characteristics of synergy debt in teams. You know synergy debt is working against you when you see these patterns consistently, not just once. Number 1. Silent meetings, noisy corridors. Real opinions are not shared in the room where decisions get made. They surface in side conversations, message threads, and quiet complaints after the fact. The formal space has become performative, and everyone knows it. Number 2. Decisions that keep reopening. A team carrying synergy debt struggles to close decisions cleanly. Agreement reached in a meeting erodes within days because the underlying concerns were never actually addressed. The same discussion recurs in slightly different forms, draining time and goodwill. Number 3. Feedback that never arrives. Team members stop offering each other honest input, not because everything is fine, but because the environment no longer feels safe enough to do so. For more on how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it, a practice deserves its own attention. Number 4. Effort without momentum. The team works hard, but progress feels disproportionately slow. Much of their effort is going into managing interpersonal friction rather than advancing the work. People are tired in a way that results alone do not explain. Number 5. Thin trust. Small things start to feel loaded. A brief email, a tone in a meeting, a missed response. These land harder than they should because the relational foundation has been quietly eroding for months. When you see 3 or more of these patterns together, you're not looking at individual communication problems. You are looking at accumulated synergy debt, and it requires a systemic response. Common misconceptions about synergy debt. Let me clear up 3 things people consistently get wrong about synergy debt in teams. Misconception. Synergy debt only affects struggling teams. The truth. This is perhaps the most costly misunderstanding I encounter. High-performing teams are often the most vulnerable because the results delay the reckoning. A team delivering strong outcomes has every reason to avoid the uncomfortable conversations that might disturb the current equilibrium. The debt builds precisely because nobody wants to risk what is working on the surface. Misconception. You can work your way out of synergy debt by achieving more together. The truth. Shared wins can temporarily raise morale, but they do not clear the underlying relational damage. Synergy debt is a communication problem, and it requires communication to solve. Teams that try to outperform their dysfunction eventually hit a ceiling. The weight of what has not been said becomes heavier than any result can offset. How conversation avoidance creates hidden synergy debt is worth reading if this pattern sounds familiar. Misconception. Addressing synergy debt means having one big clearing conversation. The truth. Synergy debt accumulates through dozens of small avoidances, and it clears the same way through consistent, incremental honesty over time. One difficult meeting can open the door, but it does not settle the account. The repair is gradual, and it requires the team to build new communication habits, not just acknowledge old failures. The pattern is always the same. What gets avoided does not disappear. It waits. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Synergy debt in real situations. Here is what synergy debt looks like when it is present and when it is not. Scenario 1. The product team with the polished slides. A cross-functional team had been delivering on time for 18 months. In every meeting, the status was green. But privately, the engineering lead had stopped flagging risks early because the last time she did, she was asked to manage the message more carefully. The debt accumulated quietly. When a significant technical problem finally surfaced, the team had lost the relational fluency to problem-solve together under pressure. What should have been a 2-day fix became a 3-week crisis, not because of the problem itself, but because of everything that had not been said before it. Scenario 2. The leadership team that agreed too easily. A senior team prided itself on alignment. Decisions came fast, and conflict was rare. What nobody named was that their apparent agreement masked a culture where disagreement had quietly become unsafe. Months of withheld perspectives had accumulated into a shared fiction that everything was fine. When an organizational change required genuine debate, the team had no practice doing it. The result was paralysis at the moment they most needed clarity. How to rebuild team synergy after conflict or organizational change addresses exactly this kind of recovery. Scenario 3. The new manager who inherited all debt. A manager stepped into a team that had been underled for 2 years. On paper, the team was functional. In practice, they had accumulated so many unresolved tensions and unclear roles that even basic collaboration required exhausting negotiation. She did not create the debt, but but it was now hers to clear. Understanding what role clarity means and why it matters was where she started, and it made the difference. What all three have in common is this: the debt was invisible until it was not. Key takeaways. Here is what matters most about synergy debt in teams. Synergy debt is a communication problem, not a performance problem. If your team's results are masking interpersonal tension and avoidance, you are borrowing against future performance. The bill will arrive. Avoidance is the mechanism. Every time a necessary conversation is postponed, a concern is smoothed over, or feedback is softened into meaninglessness, the debt grows. Common communication mistakes that quietly destroy team synergy are worth examining alongside this. High pressure accelerates the damage. Under stress, teams with significant synergy debt do not pull together. They fragment. The relational infrastructure that should hold them together has already been eroded. Understanding how the amygdala hijack silently blocks team synergy adds an important dimension to this. The repair is gradual and deliberate. You clear synergy debt the same way it accumulated, one honest conversation at a time, consistently, over months. Courage is required. So is patience. You can prevent it from building. Teams that maintain a culture of direct, respectful communication, where feedback is normal and concerns are raised early, accumulate far less debt. The practice is the protection. Building team synergy is a practice, not a gift. Start with the conversation you have been putting off and begin clearing what you owe. Frequently asked questions. What is synergy debt in a team context? Synergy debt is the accumulated cost of avoided conversations, unresolved tensions, and communication shortcuts that a team takes over time. Each small avoidance feels harmless, but the total weight quietly erodes trust, slows decisions, and drags down collective performance. How does synergy debt build up in high-performing teams? Synergy debt builds gradually, through repeated small compromises, a concern left unspoken, a conflict smoothed over too quickly, a feedback conversation postponed. High-performing teams are especially vulnerable because the results can mask the underlying relational damage for months before it becomes visible. What are the signs of synergy debt in a workplace team? Common signs include meetings where real opinions stay hidden, decisions that get relitigated after the fact, and a growing reluctance to raise problems early. You may also notice that collaboration feels effortful rather than natural, and that trust between team members has quietly thinned. How do you reduce synergy debt on a team? You reduce synergy debt by addressing the conversations that have been avoided rather than accumulating more. Start with the most recent and smallest tensions first. Build a consistent practice of direct, respectful feedback and clear role expectations so that new debt stops forming as fast as the old debt is cleared. Is synergy debt the same as poor team communication? Synergy debt is a specific outcome of poor team communication, not a synonym for it. Poor communication is the behavior. Synergy debt is the compound cost that accumulates from that behavior over time. A team can communicate poorly once and recover quickly, but repeated avoidance creates a debt load that is much harder to clear. Can synergy debt destroy a high-performing team? It can, and it does more often than leaders expect. The danger is that synergy debt accumulates invisibly while results remain strong. By the time performance drops, the relational damage underneath is already severe. Teams that ignore the debt long enough eventually face a collapse that feels sudden, but was years in the making. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.